Chapter 11. Letters of Application by Andrea B. Geffner. From Business Letters the Easy Way.
A letter of application is a sales letter in which you are both salesperson and product. For the purpose of an application is to attract an employer's attention and persuade him or her to grant you an interview. To do this, the letter presents what you can offer the employer, rather than what you want from the job. Like a resume, the letter of application is a sample of your work, and it is, as well, an opportunity to demonstrate, not just talk about, your skills and personality. If it is written with flair and understanding and prepared with professional care, it is likely to hit its mark. There are two types of application letters. A solicited letter is sent in response to a help wanted ad. Because such a letter will be in competition with many, perhaps several hundred others, it must be composed with distinction. At the same time, it must refer to the ad and the specific job advertised. An unsolicited letter is sent to a company for which you would like to work, though you know of no particular opening. The advantage of this type of application, however, is that there will be little competition, and you can define yourself the position you would like to apply for. You can send out as many letters as you wish to as many companies as you are aware of. It is a good idea, though, to find out the name of a specific person to whom you can send the letter, a more effective approach than simply addressing the letter to personnel. Because a letter of application must sell your qualifications, it must do more than simply restate your resume in paragraph form. While the resume must be factual, objective, and brief, the letter is your chance to interpret and expand. It should state explicitly how your background relates to the specific job, and it should emphasize your strongest and most pertinent characteristics. The letter should demonstrate that you know both yourself and the company. A letter of application must communicate your ambition and enthusiasm, yet it must, at the same time, be modest. It should be neither aggressive nor meek, neither pat yourself on the back nor ask for sympathy. It should never express dissatisfaction with a present or former job or employer. And you should avoid discussing your reasons for leaving your last job. Keep in mind the following principles when writing your letter of application. 1. Start by attracting attention. You must say, of course, that you are applying and mention both the specific job and how you heard about it. But try to avoid a mundane opening. Instead of, "I would like to apply for the position of legal secretary," which you advertised in the Los Angeles Times of Sunday, August 10th, try something a bit more original. "I believe you will find my experiences in the Alameda District Attorney's Office have prepared me well for the position of legal secretary," which you advertised in the Los Angeles Times of Sunday, August 10th. 2. Continue by describing your qualifications. Highlight your strengths and achievements, and say how they suit you for the job at hand. Provide details and explanations not found on your resume, and refer the reader to the resume for the remaining, less pertinent facts. 3. Assure the employer that you are the person for the job. List verifiable facts that prove you are not exaggerating or lying. Mention the names of any familiar or prominent references you may have. In some way, distinguish yourself from the mass of other qualified applicants. 4. Conclude by requesting an interview. Urge the employer to action by making it easy to contact you. Mention your telephone number and the best hours to reach you, or state that you will call him or her within a few days. A complete application should contain both a letter of application and a resume. While it is possible to write a letter so complete in detail that a resume seems redundant, it is always most professional to include both. Finally, a word about salary. Basically, unless instructed by the want ad, it is best that you not broach the subject. Indeed, even if an ad requires that you mention your salary requirements, it is advisable simply to call them negotiable. However, when you go on and interview, you should be prepared to mention a salary range, for example, $40,000 to $45,000. For this reason, you should investigate both your field and, if possible, the particular company. You don't want to ask for less than you deserve or more than is reasonable.